Welcome back to Super Bowl 50's Radio Row, downtown San Francisco. Rick Tittle with you, having a great time down here. All the guests we're having through, and with that music, you might think it's maybe someone who is in the Olympics. And yes, we're very happy to bring in Ali Raisman, Olympic gold medalist, bronze medalist, captain of the Fierce Five at London 2012, and she's here to talk about the Hood Sportsmanship Scholarship, and we'll get to that in a minute. But Ali, it's one thing to be in the Fierce Five, but you're the captain. How cool is that?
Hi, thank you for having me on. It's super cool. I'm the oldest of four kids and the oldest on the national team, so it's an honor would be an understatement, but it's amazing. You know, we're all close, even though, you know, gymnastics is an individual and a team sport. You know, we're all very close, so I'm very fortunate to have great teammates like them.
I think about the Super Bowl. Thousands of people have been in the Super Bowl, and you can be one of 53 guys on a team. But for you, only five girls get to go to represent this nation. And I think about the countless thousands. I mean, we cut so many girls that are tremendously talented, only the best of the best. And yet you have to have that competitive fire. You have to know how to be a good loser, how to be a good winner. What was that like for you in the process? Because I'm sure it began when you were very, very young, Ali.
Yeah, I started gymnastics when I was, you know, basically a baby. I was 2 years old with mommy and me classes, and then I did, you know, a ton of other sports. And when I was 8 years old, I loved soccer and I loved gymnastics. But, you know, even at the age of eight, my gymnastics schedule got so hectic that my coaches actually, like, kind of, they told me that I needed to quit everything else and just do gymnastics. So it's always been, you know, such a huge part of my life, and it did start to get competitive when I was 8 years old. But, you know, my parents kind of just taught me from a young age that, you know, as long as you give it your all, you know, that's important. But the most important thing that's more important than winning or anything else in the world is to be a good person and to be gracious if you don't win or you don't do your best.
Very well said, Ali. And you know what? For me, the Summer Games, that is my highlight, the women's U.S. gymnastics team. I've always...
Oh, thank you.
I've always loved it, just like the figure skaters in the Olympics, because you just sit on the precipice of disaster or euphoria. And my favorite is the floor routine. You are the best ever. You got the gold medal in the floor routine because, you know, here are your heels right on the corner. You're not looking. We're all scared you're going to step out. You know what you're doing. You do your run up, you do your flips, and then you stick it. And then the whole country of the United States exhales with you. What was that like when you were able to just nail that floor routine in London and get the gold?
I mean, it was amazing. You know, I did go into London as one of the favorites to win. And, you know, gymnastics is just one of those sports where the first day of competition is a qualification round, and that's how you qualify for all your event finals. So if you have a rough first day, then you don't qualify for anything. So it's the floor final is top eight in the world. And I actually, the first day, won the first day, but I knew that it didn't matter if you don't do it on the day that counts. So it's just one of those things where I kind of woke up that morning and I told myself that I had to be 100% sure of myself. I think every athlete can agree that if you're 99% confident and you have 1% doubt, you know, that 1% can throw you off. It can make you fall or step out of bounds. But for me, you know, I think the Olympics, you just have to trust your preparation, and the less you think, the better, because then you'll just make yourself more nervous because there's already so much pressure as it is.
Rick Tittle at Super Bowl Radio Row with Ali Raisman here to talk about Hood Sportsmanship Scholarship, and we'll get to that in just a couple more questions. I know you're from New England, so your Patriots got close. I assume you're a Pats fan?
I know I am a Pats fan, but yes, I know. I was very bummed that they didn't make it.
Well, I don't mean to be mean, but you guys back there, especially someone your age, you've grown up the B's, the C's, the Sox, the Patriots. Oh, my gosh, it's just championship one right after the other for you.
Yeah, I mean, Boston is, like, I think one of the greatest sports cities in the world. It's like, you know, I never expected to have so much support from everyone around here, you know, especially because it's all about, you know, those four teams all the time. But it's just, like, it's so exciting to be from here. It's so motivating. And it's just, when I was younger, my father used to take me to all the games as a little girl. And, you know, we we go every once in a while now, but it's a little bit harder as everything gets close to the Olympics this summer. But it's just, I have so many great memories of going to the games with my dad when I was a little girl, and it's just it's amazing to be from such a great sports city.
Allie, when I think about your bronze medal on the beam, it reminds me of a story of when I was working in broadcasting after the 88 Olympics. Matt Biondi went in as the swimmer from Cal, and he was supposed to sort of be like this Michael Phelps and get like 5, 6, 7 golds. The first race he did, he got a bronze, and he was interviewing with Bob Costas, and Bob said, "So I guess you have to settle for the bronze." And he said, "Settle for the bronze? It is an Olympic medal. It is outstanding." He loves his bronze medal. And I think for you, third best in the world, it is an Olympic medal, and I'm sure you cherish your bronze medal too.
Yeah, it's funny that you say that, because a lot of times when I am, you know, if someone's asking how I want to be introduced, if they say, "Do you want us to just get the bronze medal? You don't care about that." I'm like, No, that one is just as proud as the gold medal on floor and the gold medal on the team, because it's, to think, you know, especially on an event like beam, it's 4 inches wide. I remember I qualified the first day, I qualified 6th, so I wasn't expected at all to medal, and just to be able to be the third best in the world on beam, it's like, it was just so incredible, because, you know, normally in the event finals on beam, I think basically, except for the 3 girls that medaled, I think basically everyone else fell off. It's just one of those events where it's so nerve-wracking, and it's, you know, you take a deep breath in the wrong time when you're upside down and you fall off, so it was just, I was just so excited to be able to have stayed on the beam and to get the bronze medal. It was so exciting. It's just, it was one of my favorite moments from the game.
Awesome. I knew I was right about that. Allie Raisman is with us. And how is the knee? I know you're trying to make it back-to-back games to get down to Rio, which is very rare for anybody to go back-to-back. I know you did the Maloney. Are you 100% now?
Where did you hear hurt my knee? I've been actually pretty lucky that I haven't been so injured. I aggravated my ankle actually at training camp a couple of weeks ago, but it's all good to go now. I took a couple of weeks off just to rest it, but everything's been, you know, good. I mean, obviously, I think every athlete has injuries here and there, but, you know, I do a lot of dry needling, which is a technique of acupuncture. I do massage. I use Normatec machines. I kind of just do everything, you know, around my training just to make sure that I stay healthy, because that's kind of the name of the game is staying healthy. If you're not healthy, then it's not very good. It's a lot harder to make everything.
No doubt about it. And one more question before we get to the scholarship talk. I have to bring up Dancing with the Stars, such a huge, huge show, and I'm sure a lot of people that weren't sports fans got to know you from that, and then now you're walking down the street and you got some people want you to sign a Wheaties box and maybe somebody who wants a dance tips, and you did very well in that competition. What was that like, getting that kind of exposure on national TV there?
Doing Dancing with the Stars, it was so much fun, because it was the first time in my life I had done something other than gymnastics. You know, like I said, I started when I was 2 years old, and I competed in London when I was 18, so I never really had a break, maybe a week off, you know, once a year. But, you know, to be able to just, like, do the show and have fun and not worry about, you know, there were judges on the show, but it's a little bit different. It's not as much pressure. It's, you know, it's not even close to as much pressure. It's just for fun. You know, I feel like it was a way for me to kind of come out of my shell, and it was just in learning some cool dances. I'm very grateful that I got the opportunity to do it.
Very well said. You know what's funny is when Jerry Rice did it, he said he was just as nervous as he was at the Super Bowl. And I was like, really? You were just as nervous as you were at the Super Bowl?
It is pretty nerve-wracking. But just because you've never done anything like it, you know, I grew up with someone out there completely by myself on the floor, and then I had to worry about, you know, my partner, Mark. And there were, like, plenty of days where I would just, by accident, you know, not pay attention. I would, like, whack him in the face or, you know, kick him, just because you're not used to having to pay attention to someone else next to you. You know, in gymnastics, you're taught to, you know, block everything out. You don't see anything except for the beam right in front of you or the vault. You know, there could be something crazy going on next to me, and I'm so focused I don't even see it. But then on the show, you have to, like, copy your partner and make sure that you're on the same timing with them and everything. So that was very weird for me, and it definitely took me a long time to get used to it.
Very interesting. Okay. The Hood Sportsmanship Scholarship is something important to you. What is it, Allie?
So Hood Milk is presenting the 7th annual Hood Milk Sportsmanship Scholarship Program, and they're choosing 18 students from New England, 3 from each state, and the winners will get $5,000 scholarship. So you can submit your essay now through March 11th, and basically you just have to have a GPA of 3.0 or higher. You have to have participated in a varsity sport in high school, volunteered in your community, and just displayed good sportsmanship. So that's why I was, really interested in partnering with them because, like I said, my parents taught me from a young age that, you can win all the competitions in the world, but if you're not a good person, you're not gracious about it, then it doesn't matter. I think at the end of the day, and, I'm sure you've met plenty of athletes, I think the most important thing is what kind of person they are. It's great to be good, on the field, but I think the kind of person you are off the field is more important.
Very well said, Allie. And is there a website or somewhere we can find out more about the scholarship?
Yes, they can go to hood.com to find out more.
Hood.com. And what's your Twitter? I'm sure you get a lot of followers.
Twitter is at Allie_Raisman, A-L-Y.
There it is. Hey, listen, it's a thrill to have you on because, like I said, I'm a huge fan. And as a fellow American,
you
brought this country so much excitement and so much joy. So best of luck to you. I hope you're down there in
thank
Rio.
You so much.
Okay. Thank you very much, Allie. We'll talk to you down the road.